Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Tom, there was an amazing medical discovery this week. Some doctors are now advising patients who need to pass a kidney stone, nobody likes that, to simply do what?
Go through the screening process at an airport.
No?
No. Is this like something simple in the home?
No, you can't do it in your home. You have to go someplace special to do it, but it's relatively simple, and most people think it's fun.
Go trampolining.
Getting there.
Bouncy house.
More elaborate.
Roller coaster.
Yes, go on a roller coaster. This is seriously what happened.
Is it to cover up the screaming or?
Yeah, you can tell when somebody is on the roller coaster for that purpose because they're screaming before the ride starts. Now, the study, they're trying to figure out ways to help people pass kidney stones in a non-invasive way. And this is what happened. Researchers created these bags of urine to simulate bladders, and they went on the Big Thunder Mountain roller coaster at Disney World over and over, and they tested it to see what effect it has, and they found that roller coasters up and down and around that bump those kidney stones right through your system. It's great.
And that's when you start screaming, as I understand.
Exactly.
It.
And if your kidney stone pops out right at the spot where they take your picture, buy that picture.
Do you know, is there a prescription for how many times you have to?
As many times as is necessary. You'll know when you've done it enough, Faye. But be careful if you're visiting the park. Don't stand under the roller coaster if a lot of old people just got on it. It'll be like a hailstorm down there.
I'm just thinking, how bad is your health insurance? When you say I have kidney stones and your doctor's like, look, I'd love to help you. We don't cover that.
Yeah.
You know.
But there is a roller coaster you might want to jump on.
Right.
And,
have you tried Six Flags?
Buying a season pass is cheaper than the copay.
Exactly.
So just